WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Screenwriter Richard LeGravenaise is on a roll. After being nominated for an Academy Award for The Fisher King in 1992, he got a lot of work, and this year, the fruit of his labors is suddenly everywhere. In his hit screenplay for The Bridges of Madison County, in his acclaimed screenplay for A Little Princess, and now in a new movie directed by the actress Diane Keaton. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Unstrung Heroes.
There are a lot of film genres that don't have a name yet, and Unstrung Heroes belongs to one of them. Call it the lovably eccentric family film. The genre goes back at least as far as 1938, when You Can't Take It With You was a big hit. But most of the lovably eccentric family movies since then have been pretty bad, mainly because if the eccentricities on display were truly lovable, they weren't very probable. And, on the other hand, if those eccentricities rang true, they were usually too grotesque and repugnant to fall in love with. In Unstrung Heroes, though, director Diane Keaton and screenwriter Richard LeGravenaise have found a lovely middle ground, and they've done it by employing a pretty neat trick. At first, we think the chief eccentric is the father of the family, Sid Litz, played by John Turturro. He's a mad inventor who won't give his son the birthday present he really wants because he'd rather invent for him a motor-driven remote control tent that creaks open over his bed every night. Still, his son, 12-year-old Stephen Litz, is happy. The time is the early 60s, the place is Los Angeles, and young Stephen is a nice Jewish boy growing up convinced that his father's a genius and his mother, played by Andie MacDowell, is a saint. Unfortunately, she's a saint who, it soon becomes clear, is dying of cancer. That's when the filmmakers launch what might be called the crazy uncle gambit. Stephen runs away to live with his two uncles, whose eccentricities make his father's look mild. Uncle Arthur and Uncle Danny are highly confrontational maniacs, and they confront their brother, Stephen's father, every chance they get. For one thing, they don't think Stephen should be named Stephen. With this kid's brains and his fantastic last name, he deserves better.
I've got it.
What?
Franz. Franz Litz. It has a ring to it.
Franz. Yeah, Franz. Wow.
First of all, Franz Litz is not an ancestor. Second of all, his name was spelled S-Z-T, not D-Z.
Well, those Ellis Island idiots got it wrong.
Yeah, they were bad spellers.
Franz Litz. Oh, you're the one to look out for.
His name is Stephen.
Oh, Franz. Yes, you're the one to watch.
His name is Stephen.
What about a middle name?
I should just take a rocket to Venus. Maybe I can find some intelligent life there.
Well, you should pack a good lunch.
Yeah, he's right. It's a long trip.
Yeah, you might not like what they got to eat there.
Come on, Stephen. Come on.
You're Franz. Say it. Franz Litz.
Maury Chaykin plays Uncle Arthur, the one who collects hallways full of old newspapers and closets full of rubber balls. Michael Richards, better known as Kramer from TV's Seinfeld, plays Uncle Danny, a paranoid leftist who teaches Stephen, or rather Franz, to sing the communist anthem while the rest of the kids at school are pledging allegiance. Too much of these abrasive uncles would have made the movie a tough slog. Too little would have left us to drown in the gooey sadness of a young boy slowly losing his radiant mother. But the filmmakers have mixed their elements carefully and have thrown in a few more. Diane Keaton's love of junk shop bric-a-brac turns the movie into a treasure trove of 60s memorabilia. Thomas Newman's score is wonderfully inventive, and the screenplay touches on a dozen sub-themes without hammering away at any of them. Unstrung Heroes is based on an actual memoir by a journalist who now calls himself Franz Litz, and he's given some indications that the filmmakers have veered from the actual details of his life. It doesn't matter. What's on the screen may not always ring true, but it always resonates.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.